Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chiva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the neighboring cities all around. Yes, we are glad to be with you here today. A sunny, bright day. How far is the temperature going up? Well, you never know around here today, do you? But nevertheless, we want you to be safe, okay? We want you to be safe because we want you to know today that we love you, we love you, we love you. We really do. Now, if you don't believe we love you, call us at 347-857-3925 while we're on the air. Give us a call, and we will talk and chat with you a little bit, you know, and all. And we want to know about you. We want to know what you believe in God for, and we want to know what he's done for you already, and how you like the broadcast, and we just appreciate all that. We want to hear from you. Yes, you. We want to hear from. And we thank God for you today, okay? We praise God for you, you, and you. Now, listen, you want prayer? Call 347-857-3925 and let us know what you want us to pray for. Isn't that all right? Come on now. Now, we don't know unless you call us and tell us what to pray for or who. Okay? We're waiting for your call while we're on the air. We want to hear it. Okay? Now, here is that prayer warrior, Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, giving God all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Father God, as we come before you, we ask, Father God, for forgiveness of all sins and those that we are praying for, Lord. Father, all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name. You know what they're in need of, what they're asking for, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as I call before you these students' name, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, to continue to guide, protect them, Lord, Father. And, Father, as they get ready to go back to school, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch their parents, Lord. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for food in the house, Lord, Father. We thank you for every bill being paid. Father, we just thank you for peace, love, and joy just reigning in their household, Lord. Father, I hold before you Christopher Atkins, Rock Bedford, Owen Hamkin, Levi Milligan, Etienne Jameson, Brendan Zimmer, Caroline Farber, Riley Beckford, Ellie Jameson, Melody Wages, Joshua Douglas. Father God, touch them, Lord, Father. Father God, someone saw fit to put their name, Lord, Father, here to pray, Lord. And Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch them, Lord. Touch their minds right now, Lord, Father. Father, that they may look and seek you, Lord, Father. And Father, draw others, Lord, Father, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold before you Elvis and Vanell, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you to continue to keep them covered under the blood. Father, we're praying for guidance and favor, Lord Father God, on their behalf right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for just moving on their behalf right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold to you those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father, dealing with the loss, Father. Father, we hold before you the Darrow family, Hedrington family, Edwards family, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Give them the peace, Lord Father, that they need. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father, we pray that someone, Lord Father, someone just go to them, Father, and lead them to you. Give them the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you're soon to come and time is winding up, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord Father God, upon them, Lord Father. Father, as we even hold this young generation before you, Lord Father, Father, those, Lord Father, that are out there gang-banging right now, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, for mercy right now, Lord Father. Father God, let their families rise up, Lord Father, seeking your face, banding together, Lord Father. Father God, praying, Lord Father God, for their unsaved loved ones, Lord. Father God, give them the strength right now, Lord Father, that they need, Lord, to gather other family members, Lord Father, to pray and intercede for this young generation, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing for each and every person upon this prayer list, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father, to just have your way, Lord. Father, we hold before you Rufus right now, Lord Father. Have mercy upon him, Lord. Father, as we continue to pray that he don't leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord Father. Father, we pray right now for Olivia right now that is in hospice, Lord. Have mercy upon her, Lord Father. If she don't know you as her Lord and Savior, Father, we ask, Lord Father, whether it be a family member, a nurse, whoever, Lord Father. Father, we praying today for all those that don't know you, Lord. Father, know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Oh, Father, have mercy right now, Lord. Father God, we hold before you Prophet Wright, Lord Father. Touch him right now, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, Lord Father. Cover him under the blood, Lord. Build him up right now, Lord Father. That hedge of protection round about him right now, Lord. Father, we hold before you, Lord, each and every caller upon this broadcast today, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for even allowing them to call, Lord Father. Father, supply their needs. You said, Lord Father God, that anything that we ask for in your name, Lord Father, oh, Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. So, Father, touch them right now, Lord. Father God, give them that ear to hear the word that is coming forth today, Lord. Father, give them the heart, Lord Father, to receive the word, Lord, and apply it right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. Canceling every assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it, anyone speaking on it or listening, we cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit having free reign. Father, we ask that you decrease my apostle, my bishop, and deacon right now as the word come forth and you increase in them. Father, show up, show out. We thank you for healing and deliverance being on this broadcast today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you hear your name? Did you hear it? Well, that means you didn't call. Now you have to give us a call at 347-857-3925 and get your prayer requests in. Yes, we will call your name if you want. If you don't, well, we won't call your name, okay? Whichever way suits you. Be a want to satisfy our customers, right? Hallelujah, Jesus. God is good. Now, don't forget, 347-857-3925 while we're on the air. Would you do that? Okay, thank you. Remember now, we love you. Yes, we want to talk to you. We want to hear your sweet voice. Yes, yes, yes. And see, what can we do? What can we pray for concerning you? That's what we want to know today. All right, we want your requests. Now we're going to give you a little word here today. All right. Many of the world's most attractive temptations are like some television commercials, frequently deceptive and frightfully costly. Many of the world's most attractive temptations are like some television commercials, frequently deceptive and frightfully costly. You know that, don't you? We trust those commercials, don't you? Everybody's like, oh, but it was on the commercial. Yes, it was on the commercial, but let's ask, was it real? Is it legit? Think about it now. That's what we want to think about today. Before you get all in, all, you know, we buy everything we see on them commercials, don't we? Everything don't work. They advertise, okay? Some of them is deceptive. That's what we're talking about. Well, anyway, today we want to thank God again. Today we have Bishop Porter here with us again today. And we have Deacon Mike here today and all. And we have, of course, Sister Diane. Yes, we have her here too. And guess what? We have you on the other end. Isn't that wonderful? Yay! Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Yes, he is. And I want to thank God for all you that are listening and been listening on a continual basis. We want you to know that we appreciate you. And we thank a lot of you. We just would like to connect with you to just gab with you a little bit, you know. We don't want to get in your business, you know. But if you want prayer, you know, whatever you're looking for God to do, we're going to agree with you about it, that God help you through whatever situation you're in. Whatever, if you're sick or something, we just want to pray with you and agree with you, right? Because he say if two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done, right?
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
So what we going to do? Thank you, Jesus. What we going to do, huh? That's what we going to do. Agree with you.
Amen.
Now, see, what I say is this. Don't leave me out there hanging. You know, I'm up here doing all the praying, and you ain't praying.
Come on now.
So that's not agreeing together, is it?
No.
We're going to agree together on the same thing, right? And when we agree together on the same thing, what happens? Something happens. Miracles happen. Oh, God just begin to move, doesn't he? Amen, amen. And that's what we want to do for you, you and you today. That's what we will do. But we thank God for being back off our little vacation. Yes, yes, God. Thank God. Yes, it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, indeed. And we thank God also, too. We thank God for being back and all. We thank God. And we looking forward to go another time. Amen. We looking to go again. Not as soon. Now, listen. Now, don't y'all let us wait another 8 years so we have a vacation. Okay. All right. Somebody call up and say we're gonna sponsor you. Where you wanna go?
Ooh.
Ooh, yay! Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Amen. Well, listen. We have a caller right now, praise God. Before we go any further. We have a caller. Praise God. And here, there's our, now listen, y'all have to remember now, we're a little partial a bit. This is our friend,
good.
Elizabeth. This is our good. Friend, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Pastor Bishop, Sister Diane, and Deacon Michael. I just want to give you a praise report, tremendous praise report. July 13th, I didn't know, but I thought it was, we invited family. I mean, I didn't invite my daughter-in-law for months, got people together so they could come, see if they could come up. But it was for my birthday, but she didn't say that. She said something, oh, it had to do with my son, too. But then it so happened that my niece also, she needed to get married, and they wind up doing it the same day, July 13th. So it was her wedding right here in the house. So all my family came. My mother came from Florida with my sister.
Oh.
My sister brought her from the nursing home, and my mom's 90. And
wow.
My sister came, yes, and my other sister from, well, Virginia, which is the daughter of the bride, came with her husband, all, you know, children and grandchildren and so on. And my brother from Florida came up, and my brother from Brooklyn and all the clan came up. So it was a lot. And I had, my aunt came from the Bronx. With all, you know, with her sons and, you know, her daughter and all people. So I had all kinds of relatives and friends like sisters. So it was amazing. The thing is, I didn't know. They were, you know, because it was for months and we're getting things ready and whatever. And I wind up that Saturday, whatever, my daughter-in-law couldn't take it and told me, you know what, we invited everybody. For months we've been doing this so they could come up all together for that day. And my birthday's in August 7th, but they celebrated because it was it's going to be my 70th birthday, August 7th. So they came, they celebrated, it was awesome. I prayed, and I had always prayed anyway before, but it was so awesome that they had a wedding, they had people, friends, we had afterwards eat, everything, and it was so beautiful. We took a lot of pictures. So it's, you know, we don't know, you know, when, if I'm going, if my mom, whatever. So it's so nice to see my mom, my aunt, and all the, you know, the ones that could make it up. So it was such an awesome, and to top it all, of all things, my daughter came with my granddaughter. And I've been praying and praying, you know, whatever. And it was just amazing what God could do. It was just awesome. Everybody, the people, the cards, the kids that drew pictures. It was just absolutely the wedding, everything. God, when God does it, so much, so much better. Plus, of course, I had to say something about the Lord and whatever. But, hey, I got them there in my family. So I made sure I preached. I was there. They told me preaching for my other, all the, you know, wonderful people and friends. So it was so awesome. It was all God. Like you said, it was just amazing, amazing. And, of course, I did have a lot of, you know, the enemy did do a lot of things, which, well, I just thank God that God was with me, because I said, oh, my God, I can't believe all the stuff. I started writing it down. I couldn't believe the stuff he pulled. But God, you know, put me through it all. I says, you know what? You ain't nothing. I says, God got big plans for everybody and the family and everybody in the world. I says, you know what? We're going forward. God, you know, for his kingdom, for his glory. And it was just, it was absolutely amazing. It was, you know, they came Thursday night. So imagine Thursday, and they stayed over with all the kids. It was 8 kids, you know, they all come. They stayed the next day. We, you know, they got a tent. We got everything, you know, not, you know, to go under. And we had families and, you know, we ate whatever. Then, of course, Saturday, and the ones that stayed, a friend that stayed Sunday because she had to go back to church down in Brooklyn because they would come from all over. I mean, even Long Island, everywhere, it didn't matter. They all came. It was just amazing. I just thank God. I thank God I was able to see my daughter, my granddaughter. Oh, it was just amazing. God is good
like
all the time.
You had a family reunion.
Oh, I sure did, because last year the reunion was at my brother's, but not everybody got to go. Let me see, the sixth year. Yes, I think, yeah, they did go to my brother's 70th, but, you know, but over here, I have my aunt, I still have another aunt, but this one, like I said, oh, my God, you know, they're going through their changes, and I was so grateful. I couldn't believe my mom. I mean, my sister had to go over there to the nursing home, get her at 5:30. Then she didn't get to eat nothing, and my mom lost a lot of weight, but she remembered me, and she kept asking, which was crazy. She kept asking for my daughter, where's Tanya, and Tanya, and Tanya, all the time. I didn't want to tell them, and I haven't heard from her. I haven't seen whatever. But when she showed up that day, forget it, we were crying. My sister all of us, oh, my God, because she showed up, and, you know, with my granddaughter. I mean, my daughter's going to be 50. My granddaughter's going to be, you know, 27, 28. So it was just. God knew, and I knew in my heart from years ago that I drew a picture at a church, and I wanted to get back. I couldn't get it, but it was a picture about the whole family, that we were all together, and it was happy, and that was, I don't know how many years ago, and I remember that, and I said, no, God showed me that, you know, I drew that picture, what God says, God don't lie, whatever. It was like, I don't know when, it's only in God's timing. That's all you could do is wait. Be patient, let go, let God, and let God do, because he does it. Hey, he does it so much better. Well, and I just want to thank you for your love and prayers. It's just so awesome, and I'm praying all the time for you, for the church, for everybody, and the bishop, and I have a little testimony for the bishop, but, I mean, I don't want to take a lot of the time, but, you know, I'll try to.
Got it. Go right ahead on.
Okay, I just want to give a testimony of many years ago when I went to your church and the bishop was preaching. And he was talking about, oh, my God, it was, you know, with David's, David's friend, his son, you know, that they died, but that he was still alive. And how David took care of, because he was like a brother to him, took care of that son of him. But the way the bishop was preaching, he was talking about that. And he kept saying, all right, come on up. Who's going to come up? And nobody. Finally, I came up. And he says, well, somebody here is going to do all these different things or whatever, whatever. And I'm like, uh-huh. But truly, what he said truly did happen. And I never get to testify, because at my job, I was able to have, like in the room, they had microwaves, I cleaned it, and Patsy could tell you, and we did all kinds, I got people who donated ovens, people that gave me money, I used to make coffee all the time, whoever was there, they would make it, and so on, and the people didn't have money, don't worry about it, we used to feed them all the time. And even people from the, you know, the ones that through the church, they brought food from anywhere. They brought food. They brought, they gave, and it didn't matter, because God blessed it, and even more. So everybody got to eat all the time. It was just the people from, you know, who gave me bread. You know, I got it less. They always gave me. They always helped me. I had people helping me all over. And I said, we don't care. We don't want your money. We don't want nothing. You know, if you could give a quarter, if you can, they didn't care what compound they came. They would come over there. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger. I used to clean it. I was able to help so many people. They helped me, and we helped one another. It was just so wonderful. And it was all God. And they say, Liz, when you leave, it's never going to be like that. But it didn't matter. I said, hey, you learn. We help one another. We love one another. And that's what God wanted us to do as drivers and bus drivers and monitors. So I need to test. I said, yes, Bishop. That did. I had to tell you that. I said, thank you so much. All of you. I mean,
thank you.
We love you. I honor you. I mean, you are so awesome. I'm praying all the time for all kinds. It doesn't matter. And to go forward with God and, you know, and speak and testify,
and thank
whatever.
Thank you for that praise report. thank you. We told you when you put that donation in, you sent that donation in, God was going to move on your family. You know God was going to move on your family.
Oh,
and God
yes.
Is, because that's very precious to you. God is doing it. Oh, isn't that wonderful? See?
It is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. That's all I say. Amen.
And your mother came 90 years
Woo.
Old. Wow. From Florida.
90, yes.
All the way to Connecticut. Wow.
That's
praise
it.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. That's all I can say.
We just praising God with you. Hallelujah. God still, somebody ought to say, God still answers prayer.
God still
he
answers
does. You just got to wait on his timing. You know what? And I just want to say that when I was there and I talked about the Lord and they were listening, they knew because it was from my heart and it was true, whatever. And all I can say, you know what? We think of, you know, how we pray, what we want. But when God does it, he supersized it even more. And they were just rolling and laughing. It's so true. He's supersized. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy and you need to speak. So
I better speak that. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that. God supersizes it. Oh, my God. My God. That's all right. You just helped us out one more time, made us be more encouraged to keep on going because when
that's
you
it.
See what God is doing and people tell what God's doing. See, when God move on you, you know you wanted and needed him to move. Don't be afraid to tell somebody else because somebody else is thinking, well, he ain't moved for me. He ain't moved for me. Well, you ain't waited. You ain't sold. Praise God. You have to sow your seed to receive a harvest. Now, she received a supersized harvest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
We just rejoicing. Amen. Because, you know, I know how it feels because we still rejoicing about our vacation. Hey, we ain't had now. You know how it is. You got a small church and you don't feel like you should leave. Praise God. The Lord had prophesied to us, 4 years ago? The Lord had prophesied to us 4 years ago through a sister from somewhere, Alabama, Georgia, somewhere, Atlanta, somewhere she's from. But anyway, she prophesied that somebody was going to, somebody in the church was going to give us a vacation, all expense paid. And Lord, it never did come up until now. And we rejoicing because we got it 7 days, all expense paid. My God, my God, my God, my God. I say, God, you know, he don't come when we want him, but he come on time. He always on time. And I like what Sister Elizabeth said. When he come, he supersizes it. He says, see, that's what you get for waiting so long. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all need to think about that. Think about it. Even you have to wait so long, and you say, Lord, look like you ain't going to never come. Is you going to answer God? When are you going to answer God? When? Just be patient and keep doing what? Waiting on the Lord. Wait till he come. And when he come, I'm going to write that down. He going to supersize it. Oh, yes, he is. God is a supersizer. Ain't that all right?
Amen.
My God, my God. Y'all need to bless God wherever you are. You need to praise him. You need to magnify him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord is healing.
Hallelujah.
God is delivering.
Yes, he is.
Making ways out of no way.
Yes,
Lord, you can't even begin to explain what God is doing. Do you hear what I'm saying? And when God is working, all you got to do, like I had told somebody, I said, listen, you don't think about one thing. Think about those. I know people that I don't want to hear about the Hebrew boys. I don't know why you don't, because it's a fact, huh? It's a fact. They were in a bad situation, very bad situation. You see what I'm saying? Now, that wasn't what I was going to do, but she just done got me turned up. Oh, hallelujah. She done got my fire turned up. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, they were in a bad situation. Now, you can't get in no better situation than theirs. And all they were doing was just praying to their God. See, so people get mad when you don't pray to their God. They want you to pray to their God, not to your God, because we got the true and living God. So they were praying, and they're supposed to stop praying and don't pray to nobody else but the king there. You know, but let me tell you, they had one man, one God, and one mind. Their mind was not on what the king was saying and nobody else and the other negative people were talking about and saying and trying to stir up trouble. You know how the devil stirs. You heard what Sister Living said? The devil came in and tried to stir up trouble, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But let me tell you, he's a liar. It ain't going to work here. Oh, my God, when you stand on the word, no matter how bad it looks, Lord knows I'm going to be the victor in this situation. You still is the victor in this situation. I don't care what he say or how many say it. Glory be to God. But let me tell you, when you lean and depend on God Almighty, like those Hebrew boys did, I just can't forget what they said. I'll never forget what they said, because when you're going through, you got to know this beyond the shadow of a doubt. You got to know your God. Who do you serve? Hallelujah. Do you have evidence that he will provide? Do you have evidence that he is able to bring you out and bring you through and bring you over? Do you have that evidence? God, we have the evidence today. Glory be to God. I just love that testimony. Praise God that Sister Liz is gay. Everyone ought to be shouting right now. You ought to be thanking God. Look around and see what God did for you. Look around and see your family still alive, and God ain't take them out in their mess. Look at them right now. No matter who they are, look at them, how bad they are, where they are. Look at them right now and see what God done already done for you. Lord, have mercy. Just think about it. Think how you got through every mess that the devil tried to pour on you. Every person that talked bad about you, how you still here. You still alive and you seeing the salvation of the Lord. Just think about it, and Lord have mercy, you will praise God too. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is do what? Wait on the Lord. Oh, my God, why don't somebody start waiting now? Start trying to be so anxious. Start trying to make your way yourself. You can't make your own way. Let God make a way for you, because he said he'd make a way when there is no way. You can cross over a bridge that wasn't even there. Oh, glory be to God. I'm talking about God that can do it better than anybody else. God, that is the only one that can make that way. He's the only one that takes you through those dark tunnels. He's the only one that will provide when there ain't nothing in your arsenal to have. You don't have no food in your house. You don't have no gas in your tank. Oh, Lord, glory to God. You don't even have a friend to call your own friend. Hallelujah. You need to know today that God will provide. God will make that way. You need to get in the loop now. It's time to get in the loop. Yes, it is, so that God can bless you and so that he can show out in your realm of your circle, I should say. You know that circle of doubters you got? every time you tell them about it, oh, God say I'm going to do this, and you need to stop telling them that because you found out that they ain't going to agree with you. So just don't even tell them no more. You know what I'm saying? Because they get negative every time you say something, then you start to doubt. But God, I thought that was you. No, you don't thought that was you. Say, God, it is you. Be definite about it. You know, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So let them stay double-minded. And don't you go and join in with them. Come on, don't join their circle now. Don't all of a sudden, I'm going to get in your circle. No, I don't want to be in everybody's circle. Do you? Mm-hmm. Not me, praise God. I want to be in those that got something good, that God is moving in their life, and people that God is opening up to right now and doing it right now, not later. You know, they done waited so long, 15, 20 years. Some people have been waiting, and some is waiting for husbands, some is waiting for wives, some just waiting. Praise God for God to move in some kind of way. And all the time, you know, every time you wake up, God just moved, didn't it?
Yep.
Cause you open your eyes.
Yep. Amen.
You're able to talk. Now, you may be in a little pain now sometime, you know, every now and then, you know, a limb or two will start to hurt. Amen. But you're still here. You got a chance, don't you? Say, now, Lord, now I need you to supervise this healing. Praise God. Hallelujah, God. I need some healing where I got to get up and run because I know what they ain't going to be when I start to run it. Oh, it's in my favor every time. Somebody need to tell God it's in my favor. It's in my favor. It's in my favor. It's in my favor. The breakthrough is in my favor, and it's coming. It's coming. All right, I reverse that, Lord. It's already here. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been saying so long, it's coming, it's coming. Now I'm saying it's here, it's here. And what are we doing now? We are taking it by force. We are taking it by force. Tell the devil you can't have it. Snatch it back from it. Say, you can't have my blessing. You can't have my children. You can't have my home. You can't have my car. You can't have my mind. You can't have my health. Come on, take it back, people. Take it back today. If I never say another word, don't just let me tell you today. Just tell the devil you ain't having nothing here because my God is able. He is much able to deliver. And I will stand on the word that if he don't deliver, he still can. He still can. I know he's going to do something else. It's like this. I thought about that fire when the man, when they opened the door, the fire consumed him. Okay? Now, that should have gave somebody a mind that you're messing with the wrong God. When they saw that, they shouldn't have been trying to throw the man in there after they seen the other man wasn't getting thrown. He just was drawn into it, you see. But they didn't think about it at the time. How good God is. Like we today, the people of today can't think, don't think how good God is. They don't think that God is already working about your situation when you spoke it. It was already into effect being worked on. Do you hear what I'm saying? But all you got to do is furnish the faith. Stand on the word of God and don't waver. Don't waver. I don't care how much the devil come and try to show you something else because he going to take you to the fire door and say, now I'm going to see if your God going to deliver you from this. You know how people are. You know you got some friends. You call friends. You need to get rid of them friends and find you somebody that going to agree with you. Find somebody that you and them can get together with whatever the devil plan or whatever the devil do. You and them can come together and what? Blow him out the water. Hallelujah. Clean on out the universe. Blow the devil out. Praise God. And you can do it with your faith. You can do it today. It shall be done. It is already done. that's when you get real confident that God is working for you. Oh, my God. And, you know, I tried to turn around the conversation. Well, God is about to do this, and God is about to do that. It's about so long. Every time you look, it's always about to do. How about faith? It is done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Y'all don't see what I'm saying. Glory to God. God fulfilled every promise. Every promise. And he promised to hear your word. If you walk up right before him, he promised to hear your word. If you're a giver, he promised to hear your word. You give according to what you feel like giving, when you feel like giving, not at the given moment that God asks you for an offering. You have to have an offering on his altar, do you hear me, before something is done. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, let me tell you, I'm learning my lesson well. Glory to God. I'm learning my lesson well. If I don't sow, I don't reap. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I will not have a harvest if I don't sow something. Glory to God. Sow the seed. Glory to God. In God's ground, what he tells you to sow the seed, sow it. Hallelujah. Don't care what it is. Sow it anyhow. Hallelujah. You know, we have to come out of our comfort zone. We want to stay in our comfort zone. Well, I don't see my way. Well, I ain't got enough. Well, you're always digging a well. How deep you going to dig it? Glory be to God. Get rid of that well and start saying that you're going to do what? You're going to fulfill everything that God placed in your path to fulfill. You're going to do it, not you may do it, perhaps if God let me. God already told you to do it. Now, that, what else you need? What you need him to do? Come down from heaven and say, yay, my child. Is that what you're looking for? Well, now, I don't know. He may do it now. You may, if you got faith, he might do that. But I don't know if you'll accept it even then. You know, you're so doubtful. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't care if God come right down in person and talk to you. You still ain't going to do it. Why? Because you don't believe your own eyes. Glue. You see, people, they don't even believe their own eyes. They don't believe what they see. You understand? I don't believe I see that. I don't believe this is happening. Let me tell you, don't even go there. Just say, thank you, God, for blessing me. Thank you for opening up the way for me. Thank you, God, for giving me a river in the desert places, the dry places in my life. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the way for me. Thank you, Lord, for taking me through my wilderness experience. Start thanking him for what he already done for you. You know you've been in a bad place. You know you ain't been doing some bad stuff. And God didn't get rid of you or kill you or punish you because of what you were doing. But his mercy endured to all generations. His mercy's enduring forever. He give you a new mercy, he says, every day. See, so you, look at here, you're getting saved by the skin of your teeth, huh? See that? God having mercy on you, huh? He not calling to your sin. He not paying you that. See, he give you lesser pay, okay, for what you do. You know why? Because he's a merciful God. And he know that the flesh is weak. He know that we cater to the flesh more than we cater to the spirit. See? And we always listening to the flesh. The flesh rules most people. Huh? The flesh. Now, I don't guarantee. Listen. Sometimes the flesh may get into you and your flesh may get to act up. But what you do? Cover it right then with the blood. Amen. Right then with the blood. If you have one of them thoughts, cover it with the blood. Yeah. Huh? You finna say something you ain't had no business saying? Cover it with the blood. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Because you don't want to lose your supersized miracle, do you?
Come on now.
Huh? You do not want to lose that, do you? Come on, talk to me now. Hallelujah. I don't want nothing separate me from my supersized. Huh? I've been getting them little miracles. You know, that's what I've been getting. Ain't you been getting them little things? God is doing a little bit here and a little, even your money, a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit over there. Now it's time to supersize. You know how they, at the 7-Eleven, they had that drink? Supersize. Supersizing your drink. Well, listen, God finna supersize somebody's miracles right now. They finna supersize you right now in the spiritual realm. Raise you up to a level that you've never been before. Oh, God is about to do it for you right now. If you just stand fast in his word, hold on his word, and do what God tells you to do. You don't want to listen to people because you don't believe that God speaks through people. Well, honey, let me tell you something now. You might never hear nothing from God if you can't accept his people that give you the word. Woo! Hallelujah. Excuse me, I'm getting a little excited.
Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. See, God works in a mysterious way.
Yes, he does.
So who comes on with the praise report soon as we get on, right?
Amen.
Huh? Now, God knew I was going through several different messages that I was thinking about preaching. God knew I was going through that, and I hadn't come to no kind of decision. Amen, myself. Hello now. I hadn't really come to one, but you know I will get there. Hallelujah. God. But let me tell you, God had it all fixed. Already fixed. You know, it don't matter who it's coming from. Huh? All that matters is God is speaking. Come on, somebody. All that matters is that God is doing what? Speaking to somebody. Oh, I'm getting excited.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. It's just so good to know that God is blessing people. I love it when a plan comes together. You heard that?
Oh, yes.
I love it when the plan comes together. It may take a long time, but it's coming.
Yes.
Oh, it's coming together. See it coming together now? Now you can say, it's here. Look at here, devil. It's here. And get real, how you say it? Radical. That's the word, Deacon Mike. Radical. It's here, devil. Now what you going to do?
What you gonna do?
Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Honey,
Lord,
let me tell you, I feel supersized.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
I feel supersized today. God has done something to me, for me today. Today, she lifted us up today. Lord, that's all it takes. See, that's why I tell you, call in and let us know what God done for you. We want to rejoice with you, honey. Oh, God knows we want to rejoice with you. I don't care who been hammering on you. They done been beating on you. And, oh, they just telling you all kind of things. No rest. Every turn this way, here somebody is nagging. And if they nagging, they complaining and criticizing everything. And, you know, you get tired of that all the time. Every time you turn around, you get tired of that, you know. And you say, God, now, you got to do something here. Lord, because I'm tired of this here. This is trying to break me down, and I don't know how long I'm going to last with this here going on constantly. You know, and every time you look, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you ain't going to do this, and going to tell you what you ain't going to do. Like they are your mind, you see, and you allow them space in your mind to put those things there, and then they come into your heart, and you ain't no more good for God, is you? No more good, because you're going to do what's in your head, your mind, and what they done programmed you to do. See, I told you, I don't let nobody run me, okay? I'm sorry if you want to leave, that mean the church, the home, the anything else you want to leave. Leave me, bye, okay? That is what I say every time. Because, let me tell you, I'm not going to allow you that much space in my head. You ain't going to be up there but so long.
Come on now.
Huh? Because I'm going to either face you with it, I'm going to talk to you about it, or I'm going to do something else about it. I ain't going to hurt you now. No, I ain't going to hurt you. I'm going to tell you, that's not my thing to hurt you. Okay, I'd like to, but I know better.
Come on.
All right? I do what I do. I cover me, my mind, with the blood so that I don't do nothing to hurt you. Okay? Mm-hmm. But now I ain't say nothing about it if you try to hurt me. Okay, now, I don't know, you know how they say when, you know, you don't know your hands sometimes. You know, if somebody hits you, you don't know what you'll do. But you pray to God, you do the right thing. That's what you do. See, because I don't like nothing coming in the way and standing in the way of my blessing. And now that I know I'm getting my supersized blessing, you know I ain't going to let nothing stand in the way now. I don't care who you are. You ain't standing well, my supersized blessing. And I trust that my bishop over here, he don't stand in the way of my blessing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we getting what? A supersized blessing. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think, oh, my God, my God, my God. You know, see why we love Sister Elizabeth so good? She all the way in Connecticut. She in Connecticut, and she's still blessing us. She blessed us today with that word. Hallelujah, Jesus. What God done for her when we put that force, that seed, a certain amount of seed on the air, and she ain't thought nothing but doing it. Oh, and look what God done for her. Hallelujah. More than what she expected, God did, huh? He supersized her. Oh, my gosh. She done started something over here. Hallelujah. I'm supersized now, you know. Oh, my God. Sometimes, you know, you get a little down and you wonder what happened. Where's people? Where's that? Where's the other? We wondered what was happening. And you know what? Along comes somebody with a word. Just one word. You hear what I'm saying? One word. Now, she didn't say she was no apostle. She didn't say she no pastor. She didn't say she was no bishop. She didn't say she was an overseer or nothing. She said, I'm just plain old Sister Elizabeth. Hallelujah. A friend, been a friend of the ministry all this long time. She was the friend while she was here and living in Orlando. Now she's in Connecticut. She's still a friend of the gospel. And I thank God she came down to see us the other month. Oh, hallelujah. And when she came, she brought the prophet a blessing. She did not come empty-handed. Now look what God done for her. Woo, hallelujah. God supersized the woman. Woo, Lord, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Y'all, excuse me, I'm so happy about this. Oh, glory to God. I guess that vacation must have did something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am now supersized. Hallelujah. And in charge. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Y'all have to forgive me for the way I'm preaching today, you know. Let me tell you, you know, we rested that 7 days, them days that God gave us. And, honey, let me tell you, I ate too much. I have to admit to you. I tell you, when you ain't got to pay for it, you eat. 7 days we ate morning, noon, and night. We ate, and let me tell you one thing, I ate till I got sick. Y'all have to excuse me. I ate till I got sick. Come on with food. We had, let me tell y'all, we had so many bags of food. It looked like we went grocery shopping. We couldn't hardly get it in the car, people. Let me tell you, God was blessing us. I mean, God blessed us with some food.
Yes,
Diane say, oh, my God, we going home with more stuff than we came with. I say, Yeah, ain't God good?
Yes,
hallelujah. Now, do you think God don't supersize something?
Yes, he does.
Huh?
Yes.
He give us 7 days and we ain't had to pay nothing. In luxury place, huh? We ain't getting no roach field place. Huh? Luxury place. Yes, yes. See what I'm saying? And food. And did you hear what I'm saying? God was moving. He's still moving. You know, you hear me, don't you? He's still moving. Let me tell you. Oh, my God. You know, we still eating the food from our vacation. We come home with so much. I tell you, God moved. Met some friends. Diane met some friends, met her family. Praise God, she ain't seen in Coon's days, so to speak. Hallelujah.
Ain't God
good? Now, can you believe how God worked? You heard what Sister Elizabeth just said, didn't you? Didn't you hear her praise report?
Okay.
How God just was bringing the people in, bringing them from all different places in to her place to surprise her. Can you think she was getting this surprise in her life? I like God supersizing, don't you?
Amen.
Let me tell you, people, you want God to supersize you too? He can do it right now. Right now, God will supersize whatever you got on board that you want him to do. Now, what do you want him to do right now? And listen, we'll agree with you, too. Now, if you got trouble, you think you're the only one talking about whatever it is you want God to do, we will agree with you. You just call us, and we definitely will help you in your supersizing situation. Oh, Lord, have mercy, because God can do everything better than you can and better than the devil. Now, you know he made the devil. Now, how are you going to put the devil over God? Huh? And he made the devil. Huh? He made him what he is. Uh-huh. Don't get mad with God, because he had to give you some oppositions, didn't he? He had to give you something. Prove your love for him, that you're going to overlook all the glit and glamour that the devil got for you. You know, we always looking for that.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be glamorous. Don't you just be plain old Jane? See? And listen, that's when the supersizing come. It ain't coming all in the glitter and the glamour. The devil will give you glit and glamour. The devil will give you plenty of money. But there's a price to pay for his money. His fame, there's a price you're going to pay for it. You ain't going to like it either. Then you want to blame God. It ain't God. You listened to the wrong partner. You went and partnered with the devil. And he ain't got no power. He say he worked as a roaring lion. In other words, when he worked as a roaring lion, that means he got no teeth. And if you ain't got no teeth, he can't roar, can he? You know how when a person ain't got no teeth, he can't talk? Hallelujah. So he works as a roaring lion. See what I'm saying? He can't supersize. Huh? He pretends like he's supersizing you. Everything he do is on the pretense that you think he is, but he ain't. See? Now, you, the one God gave power over all the power of the enemy, he gave it to you. He didn't give it to the devil. Devil got his own power, it's true. The power to give you, push you into temptation, the power to take everything from you, the power to make you sick, the power to make you poor, the power to kill yourself. He give you power too. But do you want that type of power?
Come on now.
I don't want it. How about you? I don't want that kind of power. You hear me say? I'm going with the one that can give me super power.
Come on now.
We don't only work in the supernatural. We work in the supernatural, but he also do what? Every blessing is supersized. See, that's why I like his multiplication. I like the way he multiplies. See how he multiplied the fish and the loaves? They just started out with two fishes. But they, when they end up, they had, hey, that's us. We're not vacation. We just liked it. We just left with a couple of bags. And they multiplied. We had a whole lot of bags in the car. Filled up. We had to go, we buy, what them things, some coolers. We had to go buy a cooler to bring home and everything. Oh, boy, we had some bags and bags and bags of stuff. Mm-hmm. Listen, God know how to do things, people. Huh? If you are on the Lord's side, you know he going to take care of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Your cupboard ain't empty. I see Bishop just come asking me about some boxes that he found. He was in the cupboard. That we had some, what you call that food?
The emergency food.
And it had come from an army base, I believe it was. He said, well, what is this in here? He said, what are you going to do with this? I said, I don't know. Since it's emergency, leave it in there for emergency. God is so busy multiplying. We find it through. We didn't even know we had it. Amen. I tell you, God can fill you and he can make you overflow. And you know what? This is overflowing time.
Yes.
Okay, let's put it this way. You see these rivers and these towns and cities overflowing with the flood? The flood is overflowing? Huh? Take that. That's in the natural, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now in the spiritual, God is overflowing in his blessing. That's why we're getting supersized. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, that's a word from the Lord right now. That's a word from the Lord right now. You are in the overflow. This is your day. Hello now. This is your day, and you are in the overflow. Come on now. Come on, come on. You got your boat. You're filling it up now, ain't you? Mm-hmm. You got a ship. You ain't got no boat. You got a ship. You know, like one of them big old cruisers that got that 8, 9, 10 stories up there. You got one, Sophie. You feeling every flow, aren't you? Look at you. See it? Can you feel it? Okay, let's go a little further. Can't you smell it? Can you smell the aroma? The aroma of the overflow. Huh? See that? See the aroma going now? God is just pushing it out all over you right now. Feel it now. Feel it. Now, you know, you can get to the point where if you wanted you a new car, and you know how new leather smell, don't you? Now, smell the car. Smell that. Just smell it. Smell all that new car smell. I told you what I did. We did one time. I don't know. I thought about it afterward, but I did it. I went to the Rolls Royce place. First along, so I got dressed up, because, you know, if they see me coming in like I usually do, they don't say, we can't help you. You know, but when I went in and I changed my language and talked, you know, like I had sense, praise the Lord, and I told him I wanted to see a certain Rolls Royce. Man took me on to it. And I said, may I? He said, sure. So I got in, turned it on. I smelled to get, I want to get familiar with that new smell, because this is what I'm finna get. This is what I told the devil. I'm finna get me a new car, and I'm stop buying them clinkers.
Come on.
Okay? Going to the used car place, getting a clinker. I was tired of going to the used car place, getting a clinker. Then I thought, Lord, here come the devil. You think the devil didn't start? Huh? God trying to supersize me, and I'm over here letting the devil come in. Lord, if you get that, you know, people going to talk. People going to say, where you get that from? You ain't got no job. And I do have a job. I work for God. He's my employer. He's my source. You know, he's the one that pay me. He the one write my check. Hallelujah. I did have a job, table because this woman's husband had bought her a brand new Cadillac, and she's a saint, and she was telling us about it, and she had the car, drove the car, and the people just low rated her, talking about her, put her down, and she put the car in the garage and left it. And not driving. I say, oh, no, you didn't. I say, oh, no, no, no. You let my husband buy me a new car and see what happens. I'm going to drive the peel off of it. See, God be trying to supersize us, and we refuse it.
Come on.
Huh? You hear what I'm saying? I told you, double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Huh? Come on now. You don't know how to accept the blessing of the Lord. You don't know what to do with a harvest. Huh? I got a harvest that's a cropper bumper. You seen them? Bumper cropper. I got it backwards. A bumper cropper. That means it's so much the far as your eye can see. Huh? My harvest is. That's supersized. No, that's double supersized. I done left, ain't I? Y'all have excuse me. Glory, hallelujah. Let me tell you. Now, I thank God today because that blood sugar had went up. I had ate so much stuff. I mean, listen. You know, Bishop, God was supersizing us when we went to Bonefish. They don't usually give you but a few of them bang bang shrimps and a whole lot of lettuce. But let me tell you, we went to the Bonefish round near where we were, and them people had so many shrimps in there we couldn't even eat them all. Now that's what I call super size. That's what I went back to get some more. We're going to take home with us some more and say, well, they might not give you but a few this time because you coming back for a second bunch, you know. Let me tell you, we went in there and got them. We had the same thing, super size. You tell me we wasn't in the super size lane.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, my God. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, how much. We didn't even realize how God was supersizing us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, what you do with that? Just keep praising him. Keep praising him. Oh, Lord, I just keep on praising you. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, Sister Elizabeth, I thank you today for that message. I thank you for your praise report because I tell you, you don't know. You encouraged me today. I was sitting around a little, you know, despondent a little bit, not just a little bit, trying to get myself back up, you know, praise God, after how to devote vacation mode and also that eating mode. Still, hey, come home and eat a strawberry cheesecake. Praise God. You know, my God, let me tell you, I had two strawberry shortcakes, one cheese, and one plain for my birthday. You know, now you know I ain't got nobody's eating that, don't you? Now, y'all pray for me here. Yeah? I'm trying to eat them, put them in the freezer to eat a little bit later, but I still didn't eat it. Oh, bless God. But let me tell you, God was supersizing all the time. And look what happened. He let us hear from our dear friend, and she let us know that God is supersizing her because she supersized us.
Amen.
She blessed us. Hallelujah.
You,
she said, I didn't just want to send you nothing. I want to come and bring it.
Okay.
She left Connecticut, came to Florida to bless us. Praise God. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He right on time. And then what? He didn't forget her.
No, he didn't.
He said, because you supersized them, I'm going to supersize you. Hey, Look out, Sister Elizabeth. More to come. Here's Bishop.
That's right.
Somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Supersize. Praise God. God will supersize. Amen. And he's doing it. I thank God, man, for the praise report coming from Sister Elizabeth. Amen. And it's more to come. Amen. God will continue to do great things. Why? Because if you sow, you shall reap. Praise God, and you sow some good seed. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is able, praise God, to turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. Praise God. And as Apostle was, man, talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, praise God, I was looking here, amen, when they were thrown in the fire furnace. Praise God. The old king, he couldn't even rest. He had to go and check it out. And when he looked in there, he seen not three, but he saw four. Praise God. And they called an emergency meeting. And he said, now, I just want to ask one question. How many did we put in there? He said, oh, king, you know as well as we know. We put three. He said, but I see four. And that fourth man is like the Son of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, when the devil turned the fire up, seven times hot. You know, it don't take all that much fire to burn a man up. Am I right? All you got to do is get some gasoline and a match, and woof, you gone. Praise God. But that goes to show you how mean and, amen, the devil is, praise God. But, oh, when God is in the midst, amen, of that fire, amen, when the devil turn it up on you, amen, he will bring you out. Tell me they haven't even friends. Praise God. They closed when he... Amen. Had no smoke. Praise God. Oh, but let me tell you something. He still didn't want to quit, Apostle. Oh, he took him up to a mountain where they could look over the city of Babylon. He said, I want to show your boys that I'm a God. He said, look at this great and beautiful city that I done built. Walls on around walls. Amen. I got 6 to 7 temples in my city. I got 188 altars in my temples. I got mean gates and bells, emblems of bells and lions around the wall. I got a mean gate, what's an instigate that run right down the middle of my temples. I am somebody. Shadrach look at Meshach. Meshach look at Abednego and say, except the Lord build the house, the labor laboring in vain. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve a true and risen Savior? He'll be with you through the thick and the thin. He'll be with you in the fire. Oh, he'll be there when the going get rough. Praise God. He said, I never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. Oh, I thank God, amen, that he's able to supersize. And after, amen, he couldn't burn them up. Praise God. Oh, he had to get on their side. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve a true and a risen Savior? Amen. He was God back then, and he's God now. He said, I'm God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I'm God, and I change not. And I'm glad about it, praise God. Amen, that we serve a risen Savior. He's always right there, praise God. Now, what he did for Sister Elizabeth, he'll do it for you. Praise God. All you got to do is obey his word. You know many of you, God have moved up on you, amen, to bless, praise God, this ministry. Praise God, but you harden your heart, praise God, and miss your blessing, praise God. But he said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Oh, praise God. All you got to listen and hear, amen, that small, still voice, amen, and he's speaking to somebody right now, amen. He said, whosoever will. Let him come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, he's right there, praise God, with outstretched arm. Oh, he's waiting on you, praise God. Amen. He will do great things. Amen. Behind every dark cloud, I want to tell somebody out there, the sun will shine. Oh, it is shining on somebody right now. Praise God. Oh, I just want to thank God for that praise report from Sister Elizabeth. Look how God brought her family together. Oh, and if he did it for her, he'll do it for you. Amen. He have no respect of person. Praise God. You may be called the black sheep of the family, but God is able to turn your midnight into day, because he's always right there. Oh, I'm glad for that, amen, that superside blessing, praise God. In other words, it's an overflow, amen. He want to give you more than enough, amen. He want to, you know, and that's possible, talking about how we brought all that food back. You know, I was thinking about the leftovers. Oh, when Jesus, praise God, fed 5,000 men, women, and children with two fish and 5 barley loaves of bread. Now, you know, if he did that before 5,000 back then, now 5,000 people here in our United States of America, tell where you live, 5,000 people to clean out any Publix, any Winn-Dixie, am I right? Any Walmart, somebody ain't going to get something. Hmm? Come on now, y'all going to help me here? Oh, praise the Lord. But, oh, they had, amen, they ate till they got full, and they had more than enough. Oh, he want to give you some leftover. In other words, he want to supersize, amen, your blessing today. Praise God. And, oh, you know, you can't make God, he's something, he already is. Tell me, he stole away after he had fed them, and they followed him and want to make him a king. Praise God. How you going to make Jesus something he already is? He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the hope of glory. Am I right about it? All praise the Lord. And he said, y'all want me? They'll say, oh, yeah, we want to make you a king. He said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Oh, they went to leaving one at a time. They were leaving so fast. He looked back at Peter, James, and John and said, are y'all going to leave me also? Help me, somebody. Oh, Peter said, where are we going to go? You have the words till eternal life. Oh, praise God. Oh, we serve a risen Savior. It's all about him today. Amen. Jesus, he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. And he said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, he'll do it today. Oh, praise God. He will give you that supersize. He will make a way out of no way. He will open doors that is closed in your faith. Praise God. And I just thank God, amen, for, amen, that word today. Amen. Sister Elizabeth, amen, you give the word for the day. God will supersize. If you wait on him, you got to wait now. Praise God. Amen. Wait patiently, amen, on him, and he will come. Wait, he say, amen, on the Lord. Amen. He will give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. And Sister Elizabeth, you're talking about that message I preach. Amen. Let me help you out. What it was David's friend, Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth. That's who you're talking about. Praise the Lord. Amen. He got hurt. Amen. When he was 5 years old, praise God, when he got the news, amen, that his father and his granddaddy, King Saul, amen, had got killed by the Philistine in a battle. And when the news came back to the palace, amen, they had to flee, amen, and run for their life. And the servant woman picked him up and was running with him and slipped and he fell and he got hurt. He injured his leg and he was crippled from 5 years old until he got grown. And they took him down to a place called Lo-Leba, amen, a place of loneliness, pity, feeling sorry for yourself. Man, somebody out there right now is in that, you need to come out of Lo-Leba, feeling sorry for yourself. Your husband done walked off. Your children acting up, acting crazy. But, oh, you got somebody that love you. Jesus Christ love you today. But you got to come out. He said, if you will, I will. In other words, he said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. And years had passed. See, I'm taking, see, our time. See, we always want to rush God. But, amen, we got to wait on him. Amen. After 20-some-odd years, it was a covenant, an agreement made with David and Jonathan. Amen. And whoever be the longest liver, that they would take care of, Amen. The rest of their family. Praise God. And poor Mephibosheth thought he had lost it all. He thought all his inheritance was gone. His father dead. Granddaddy dead. He didn't feeling sorry for himself. Rogue came up where he couldn't play with the rest of the children. Couldn't play soccer. He couldn't play. He had to stay on the sideline and watch him play football and whatever. He couldn't run like the rest of the kids. And he come up with a lot of bitterness and hurt in him. But, oh, David, one day he asked, amen, there's anybody left, amen, in the house of Saul? Praise the Lord, praise God. And there was a servant there by the name of Ziba. He said, yeah, there is Jonathan yet have a son. Amen. Where is that boy? I've been looking for him. Oh, because I got a superside blessing for him. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. I got a superside blessing for him. Praise God. And he sent for him and tell me, hey, he come. And when he come, praise God, he say, Mephibosheth, praise God, you're going to eat at my table continuously for the rest of your days. Praise God. I want to say to somebody, amen, God got a seat. You got a seat at the king table. Oh, he's just waiting on you, but you got to come out of Lolabah. Oh, because he got a supersized blessing for you. And he said, amen, that they're going to tilt the land for you. Praise God. You ain't got to worry about working. Amen. I'm going to give it to you. Amen. That superside blessing is waiting on you. Amen. It's a seat at the cane table is waiting for you, but you got to come. Praise God. He did it for Sister Elizabeth. Praise God. And he said, I have no respect of person. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. Oh, praise God. Oh, you got to come today. Do you believe the word today? Amen. You got to trust God by faith. Praise God. We believe God by faith. We get healed by faith. Praise God. Amen. Oh, everything today is by faith. Ain't you glad about it? Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you say without faith, it's impossible to please God. Do you know that? Come on, somebody. Praise God. What is faith, Bishop? Faith is trusting the word of God. In other words, if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Oh, and he's doing great things right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's giving somebody divine favor. Praise God. He's giving somebody divine favor. Oh, praise God. And when he gives you divine favor, that's that supersized blessing. Praise God. Oh, he is doing it. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the overflow. Praise God. Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve a risen Savior? He's always right there. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, ain't you glad that it's one baptism, but many refill it? Praise God. Oh, he want to fill you with his Holy Spirit today. Amen. Thank God. Amen for the overflow. Thank God for that supersized blessing. Praise God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Mephibosheth, he had it. Praise God. He had the best. Amen of everything. Praise God. He didn't have to work. Amen. David had others to tilt the land for him. Praise God. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. He'll move up on other people to be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, somebody need to hearken today. Amen. In here. Amen. You may want to share your testimony. Praise God. Amen. Of what the Lord have done for you. Amen. The line is still open. All you got to do is match that one. Praise God. On your telephone. Praise God. And come on, call in. Amen. And share your testimony. Amen. Of what the Lord have done for you. Amen. And, you know, let me tell you something. If he woke you up this morning, we all is beyond a miracle. I don't know about you, but I have learned not to take it lightly and take it for granted. Because I realized it was his grace and it was his mercy. All praise the Lord. Amen. He is doing great things. And he's able to take little and make much. That's that superside blessing we're talking about. Praise God. I just said it. If he took two fish and five barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000, amen, that's little, ain't it? And he made much. And he turned around and did it with another 7,000. Praise God. Oh, God is amen, a God. He's awesome. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the word of God. Amen. And we can stand on his word. Paul said, after we have done all to stand, he said, do what? Stand. Oh, we are living in the last, amen, in evil days. Praise God. But we got a God on our side. Praise God. Amen. Nothing, amen, is hid from him. Amen. I thank God that he say, I search the heart, knows what's in the mind, amen, of our spirit. Praise God. Praise God. And I thank God for it. Praise God. Amen. He loves you today. Praise God. Amen. We look to him. Why, Bishop? Because he is the author. And he's the finisher of our faith. So there is no God like thee. Praise God. Amen. He loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Thank God. You may say, don't nobody love me. Yes, he do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, somebody do. Jesus loves you. Amen. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I tell you, the word don't change. People do. Amen. Our society do. Amen. Laws change. Amen. But now who believe? But report will you believe? Are you going to believe God's report? Amen. By his stripe, we already healed. Do you believe it today? Praise God. There's nothing wrong with going to the doctors now. Praise God. God put them here. He give them knowledge to work on these bodies. But, oh, when the doctors say, I done all that I can do, who do you turn to then? Help me somebody. I heard him say, look to the hills from which coming your help. And all of your help come from the Lord. I'm talking about a super size. Amen. He wants to, amen, heal you from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Speak positive today because, amen, power and death lies in the power of your tongue. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Blessings and curses is in the power of your tongue. Amen. You can speak life on yourself. Praise God. Speak life today. Amen. Why? You want to supersize. Praise God. And this anointing trickle on down. Amen. To the rest of the family. Praise God. And you're blessed by association. Ain't you glad about it today? God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. And Bishop do too.
Hallelujah. We just thank God for that supersized blessing, that supersized word that came for today. We thank Sister Elizabeth again for that testimony. And Father, we just thank you for just moving in a mighty and a special way. We just thank God for that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. Are you going to receive that supersized blessing today? Can you receive it? I don't know about you, all right, but I'm receiving mine. And I receive everything that was said today because I know we serve an awesome, powerful, mighty God. So today, look for your supersized blessing and remember, whatsoever you sow, so shall you reap. So good that you may get that bumper crop that you hear Apostle talk about, that you hear Sister Elizabeth testify on today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. You can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. you would like to plant a seed into Apostle's life, into this radio broadcast, sow a seed for God to move, go ahead and visit us at LogionInternationalMinistries.com. And that's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.